Get ready for the podcast. I address anything on my mind. On time, with the lines and the lyrics rhyme. And you know you can press rewind. Podcast, you can talk what you want to say. Here go the microphone, we can talk all day. I got time to listen to your thoughts. Feedback, just let the man talk.
Welcome to the Wolf's Den Podcast, the podcast for gamers, two gamers, and about gamers. Today, we are going to be going down a whole different path of things, and it's not going to be a pretty one for us here. This might actually be my shortest podcast yet, because I really, really just need to get this off my chest. As I said at the end of last week's podcast, we would have UDG of Carnage Clan joining us here on the Wolf's Den Podcast, and we did record that podcast. It was meant to actually drop for right here in this spot. But due to what actually happened on June 16th, aka what literally yesterday, if you're listening to this, the day of the podcast drop, I'm recording this as of like 11 p.m. because I was not prepared to do a podcast at all on this night like I usually would and release it the next morning. But here I am. So the podcast today involves G Fuel Energy and Gamma Labs in general, and its CEO, as well as laying off a number of its employees today. There's a lot of things that are going on and stuff like that. But before we actually get into the podcast, you guys, I want you guys to know that there is going to be zero ads to this podcast because there are things that are just much bigger than trying to monetize in any way, shape, or form, or just try and promote a product. So there will be absolutely zero ads on this podcast. I won't even talk about NorCal or anything like that in my future endeavors there. This was supposed to be the podcast where I announced my something else I was also doing this summer for Respawn Products, but I'm going to hold off on all of that until next week as well, you guys. So with that, we're just going to go right into the podcast here. And there's going to be just, there's no intro or outro music. There's nothing. There's nothing I can do about it. This is a sickening situation that has come about, and it's something that just needs to be addressed. If you don't know who I am, I was an avid G Fuel supporter, and I was an avid G Fuel drinker, supporting the likes of No Game, Carnage Clan, Dexbot, NorCal, and so many other content creators and teams out there. In fact, I'm sitting here with this G Fuel shaker from Carnage Clan, their full max field of view shaker that they have here, and I can't even, you know, find it in myself to even put powder into it right now with how sickening of a situation it was. If you don't know exactly what it was and everything, seven talent managers, aka partnership managers, were fired today and everything. You got Graves, FPS, Deathly, it's Tannykins, Cosmic Kate, Dr. BlueJK, it's Trev, Arana Will Do. Those are the seven that were fired today. And it gets to be gross into what happened. So one by one, what I noticed on Twitter today was, I have a couple of these people, by the way, that I'm following and I have notifications on because I truly support them. So that was the whole thing. One of them posted that today was their last day working with G Fuel. And then about 2 minutes later, another one posted. And then another one posted. I'm like, okay, wait a minute, what is going on? So I had Graves, FPS, Deathly, and Cosmic Kate. All their notifications were on for me. So I end up going into another one who was the senior worker, by the way. It's Tannykins, I believe is how I'm pronouncing it. If I'm pronouncing it wrong, I do apologize. And I go on to her Twitter because I was like, okay, what is actually going on here? She is pretty much the lead. And yeah, she posted the same thing. And then more people were tweeting about, you know, other people like Dr. BlueJK. And it's Trev and Arana Will Do. And I'm like, what the hell actually is going on? That they're all posting at the exact same time that today is, in fact, their last day. So it blew my mind. And the fact that G Fuel is currently trending, like I said, at 11 p.m. It is now actually 11 p.m. and we are almost 5 minutes into this podcast. That it's actually trending as G Fuel Energy has reportedly laid off a number of employees. No. They were fired. Fired. Okay? They were fired. And what actually happened is even more sickening. Okay? It's being reported that a number of the people were actually being harassed. Okay? This is from Jake Sucky on Twitter. Jake Sucky. Okay, he's got the check mark. He's actually, you know, somebody that I actually do look up to and stuff like that in terms of news. He posted this. Today, G Fuel fired 7 of their partner/talent managers without warning. The employees were told it was part of a restructuring for the company. Bullshit. Although it comes a day after a higher up in the company is alleged of using a derogatory slur whilst in a team-wide call. The individual is also accused of calling the team members lazy motherfuckers. I am speaking with some of them now, but many wish to not hurt their future opportunities, so show them love. And he literally tweeted at every single one of them. Not very long afterwards, and this is where it actually gets just as bad, because of the fact that if you're going to call your team members lazy motherfuckers and you're going to use derogatory slurs towards them while in a team-wide call, that's a fucking problem. Okay, that's a problem. That is sickening. That is like what happened with Astro Builds when everybody started boycotting him. Now, you know, it's actually very, very unfortunate as to what actually happened to everybody involved in, you know, G Fuel at this point. But now this is where it gets even way, way worse. Supposedly, G Fuel is banning those who ask about the situation in their Twitch chat. They went live today. They went live on Twitch. And we're banning people for bringing it up. Along with firing managers, they have also removed some partners, and now many more are waiting to leave with the ongoing drama. So, here's a tweet that he actually retweeted it. So, at G Fuel just banned me from their Twitch chat because I asked what us partners are supposed to do now that they fired our partnership managers without any warning. Okay, that if you're going to ban your partners from your own chat, that's a problem. So Jake Lucky also tweeted this out. This is all in a thread, by the way. What I've been told is that shortly after the upper figure from G Fuel used the derogatory remarks and slurs, some employees in the call sent complaints to HR. And within 24 hours, all 7 managers were fired. Now that's just disgusting. Okay, you're going to use your power within the company. And you're going to fire all the managers that complained about you? Now, this is actually where it's at. There's no clear cut as to if it was the actual CEO, Cliff Morgan, or who it was that's an executive. But if this is an entire call, team-wide call, then you do, in fact, have the CEO in that call. Why didn't he actually step up? If the HR person is going to, you know, whoever and saying, hey, these managers actually came to me about this, and then they get fired, well, guess what? That's a lawsuit. All right. That is a massive thing because HR is it's a human resources department. It's supposed to be confidential. Everything's supposed to be investigated and everything like that. But you're going to sit there and fire several. Not one, not two, not three, 7 of your talent managers. You are a disgusting company. You have no value to humanity. at all. If you are going to still sit there and support G Fuel, honestly, for all I care, you can leave. Because, and it's actually great to see how many partners are actually leaving G Fuel. Okay? They're now leaving G Fuel for it. Okay, when a professional athlete, a professional quarterback in the NFL, granted he's a backup, but still, a professional athlete is cutting ties with your brand, then you're honestly setting yourself up for more failure. I can't wait to see just how many other people actually leave, because you got all these professional, you got professional athletes leaving. You have recent new partners are all leaving. Okay, when it was kind of weird to actually see some of these people leaving, but you got people that are also putting out statements of, you know, influencers and streamers jumping ship from G Fuel. Who would have guessed? You got people that are sitting there trying to promote their own product and stuff like that, like Advanced GG, use my code, this and that. You know, and then you got people saying, oh, what's going to be the energy drink to replace G Fuel now? Really? There's a time and a fucking place for that. All right. Today, the day of, is not it. It is completely and utterly disgusting to even think about that. So, I like I said, Cosmic Kate, I do follow her and I have notifications on. I actually got to get to see who she was because we're both in Gamer Advantage's Discord, and that's what prompted me to actually follow her and stuff like that. And then that's when I knew that she was a talent manager. Well, she also runs her own small business of Cosmic Cake or Cosmic Candles and stuff like that. So now her product is being pushed out more and more and more, which is a great thing to see. All right, it's actually good to see something like that happen. But when you also have partners that are actually tweeting out saying, I don't care if my partnership gets taken away. Y'all need to make a statement. What the hell happened? You have Shiny Splash out there. All right, Shiny Splash is one of their top flavors. I just recently got it in a giveaway from G Fuel. And the person that is literally it's named after is now like, you need to put a statement out. I don't know if I should still be promoting this product, a product that has my name on it, this and that. That's a problem that they're going to have. I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, people that are also saying partnerships are the engine of G Fuel. And they just took a sledgehammer to it. Still shocked. Yeah, we're all still fucking shocked. You know, I don't know what these teams are going to do. I don't know what some of these bigger partners are going to do or anything like that. But G Fuel made a big oops today in terms of what happened. They haven't tweeted anything about the situation. They have not said anything about it. You had people announcing that they're that they're partnered with them today. It's kind of just a very sticky situation as to what happened. All right. It's very, very, it's just weird. Okay. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think. I just know that I will no longer be drinking G Fuel, and honestly, I will be no longer, you know, I'll no longer support. Again, this is good. I just need to get my words out. I need to give you guys a lesson as to what I'm actually thinking and stuff like that. But do you guys find it a little bit weird that company and a brand like this actually did what they did? And again, we also do have to think there are this is all one-sided. So we don't have the full facts. We got to just wait and hear if G Fuel ever puts a statement out. And if they don't, then that's a big F you to everybody then. Because then their company will die. And it's not that hard to actually know that their company will die at that point. Just like other companies have come and gone. Some have literally come and gone and died. So, just going to have to wait and see. If you're still partnered with G Fuel after this, and you have no absolute reason to be, you can just freely walk away from it. You should. If you're an avid fan of drinking G Fuel, then you need to find another product, like I will be, and call it quits. It's not that hard. You gotta either you respect humans or you don't. Either you respect others or you don't. If you're gonna keep feeding into a narcissistic CEO or company or brand and keep giving them your money after what happened today, honestly, you're a sick human. That's all I gotta say about it. And with that, guys, this is the Wolf's Den Podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers.